Next, stop recording.
Alright, we have won 40 to 30 against the Giants. Let's see what happens with the Redskins.
Recognizing result document. A select. Week 13. A select. Week 12. A select. Week 13. 14. Niggas. Play full game. Ogo minutes. New play events only. Size.
I'm gonna go with play offense again.
Recognizing result. Washington. Redskins. Monday. Away. At. Away. Monday. Open. Away. At. Home. OBR. OBR. See Doug Peterson. Coach level 7. Philadelphia. Eagles. Accept. Back. Size. Recognizing result. Loading. Size.
Good, so now we are doing... Washington Redskins, Monday Night Football, this time, 8:15 p.m.
Hey everybody, it's the coach, and this is Monday Night Football on EA Sports. Coming up, Alex Smith on his third NFL team, the Washington Redskins, take on Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles. Some of these stats and scores from Sunday's action. But for now, it's Monday Night Football. And to call the action, here are Brandon Godden and Charles Davis.
All right, coach, it's the NFL on
EA Sports. Yes, Redskins action at ATT. Slash
Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, PA. Just a short time ago, these Philly fans in full roar as both teams made their way out of the tunnel. Pyrotechnics ablaze. They're set to go as their Eagles will match up with the Washington Redskins. With Charles Davis, I'm Brandon Gordon. And Charles, you look at this Eagles team as they interplay here. The streak continues, doesn't it? They come in here a perfect 11-0. Meanwhile, for the visiting Redskins, they were losers their last time out. They're going to try to get back in the win column, but obviously they're going to have to do that in a hostile environment.
Recognizing result simulation. New moment intercept Leila. 11:29 Leila interception D. Leila 11:29 MTMENT. You are now on offense. Jump starts.
Oh, nice. We got an interception. We intercepted the ball. Sweet.
So this offense will head back out there already in excellent field position thanks to the interception. Here's Wentz. And complete to Zach Ertz. And he gets this inside the 35-yard line. The numbers for him from a week ago. 7 catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown.
And he's able to pull that last pass in, but this is usually a pretty tough unit to try and maneuver against. They're in the top 10 in the league against the pass, and you and I both know there's not much difference between 1 and 10.
So we'll look here at the key inactives, and we got this list before the game down on the field. They tell us the same thing every time, don't they? Next man up.
No excuses. Be ready to play. That's the mantra of every organization. The key is having guys on the roster who are capable of filling in and playing at a high level. That's when you know you've drafted well, scouted free agents well, and stocked your team just the way you're supposed to. And there we saw one of the downsides of blitzing during a rundown, because sometimes you get out of your gaps. You don't fit the run quite as well because you're headed towards the ball carrier with abandon.
Wentz going to throw. And he couldn't hang on to it through the contact. Incomplete. You can tell they were hoping for a flag there offensively. Several on the sideline motioning. Hey, why not a penalty? Why not a penalty? What did you see?
Yeah, I think you've got to let them play. And the officials are instructed, if there's contact coming from both sides, no flag. Let them fight it out.
And forces fourth down. So they surrendered 3 points, and now after the kickoff, this offense gets ready to take over the football. The Eagles coming out as they get ready. And after the field goal last time, let's see what they can get here. At least they got points out of the last drive, John. And it's intercepted. Picked off by the all-pro corner, Josh Norman. And he will score. Touchdown, Washington. So a pick six there out of the nickel package. They went with five DBs.
Almost becoming the base package in the NFL is the nickel. Hard to throw against. That was demonstrated one more.
Oh, well, I guess I have to plug in my headset.
You in now to first quarter action as the offense begins this drive. Now it's the Boise State alum, Jay Ajayi, looking for a cutback lane, but nothing there as he's met at the line of scrimmage. The rush defense stout on first down. Here's second and 10 from the 20. Wentz to throw on second down. And this is Ertz with it, right side. The reception good for seven. It's third down.
Let's not quibble about the gain there on second down. That was a positive play because that was a take-what-you-can-get situation. Got out to the tight end. Now it gives a much better opportunity to convert on third down.
A second down completion got him seven. Now here's third and three. They'll run it now out of the gun. And he'll lose yardage here. Going down back at the 28. That'll make it fourth down after a loss of one.
He has elite instincts from his linebacker spot. He's able to diagnose the run and flies in like a missile to stop that one behind the line of scrimmage.
Now on fourth down, it's Cameron Johnston on to punt it away. Back deep for the Redskins, Jamison Crowder. He only punted twice in the win last week as he gets this one away. This is brought in at the 21. 6-yard return after a punt of 48. And it'll be Redskins football now with a first and 10. So the football will be at the 25-yard line as this offense gets set to take over. Wentz now on first down. Caught by the tight end Ertz. And he'll be out of bounds across the 30-yard line. A good pickup there. 8 yards on the first down completion.
Well, it's time for them to be good teammates right here. And what I mean by that is possess the ball for a little while. Get at least 2 first downs. Give their defense a chance to settle down a little bit after they give up a touchdown.
Now a play fake. Wentz. Gonna look deep for Jeffrey. And that's caught inside the 30. And he finally goes down at the 23-yard line. Wentz finding his favorite receiver, Jeffrey, on a big one. 44 yards.
Well, partner, I'm not sure how this drive's going to end, but how about the way they flip field position there? A nice attacking play that picked up a heck of a chunk of yardage.
Now Wentz. That is caught right at the 10-yard line. 15 more there, and they're on a roll. It's another first down. This offense can certainly move quickly when they want to. 3 plays, 3 pass completions, in the blink of an eye, they've got a first and goal.
Almost felt like a lightning bolt hit in this game, didn't it, for them to get downfield that quickly? And now first and goal, expect them to tackle right here on this play.
This is taken in by Jeffrey. He's got it. Touchdown, Eagles. Alshon Jeffrey with touchdown number 7 on the year. And the Eagles make some inroads here on that deficit. Well, that's about as quick of a passing touchdown as you'll ever see right there.
Everyone has a section in their playbook called the quick game. That was a super quick game.
That was a good one. That was some good offense right there.
This offense will take over, and they will have the football at their own 20-yard line. Wentz. This complete left side to Aguilar. An ideal beginning of the drive there as they'll get 20 and a first down. So quickly all the way up at the 40-yard line. And now the clock will stop as he's able to get up and spike it here.
Come on now, come on now, let's go.
Alert, alert,
three out. Go, go.
On second down, here's Wentz. Gonna look deep for Jeffrey. That's gonna be knocked away and incomplete. Quentin Dunbar right there on the coverage.
Fans do love the long ball, don't they? And he already found his guy once. Tried to give him another chance there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Couldn't connect, but as you alluded to, he does have that touchdown from earlier, trying to keep him in the rhythm. Again, it's Wentz. Going long here for Wallace. This is caught inside the 15. And he just falls short down at the 1-yard line. They're able to convert on third down, and that sets up a first and goal. So the defense blitzed. A nice job picking that up, completing the pass.
And how in sync was the quarterback in his center on that play? They saw the blitz.
And this is caught. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
There we go, getting back into the rhythm.
Guys are in for 6, and the Eagles have cut it back within a score. On those slants, everything happens so quickly. What makes it work?
The timing between the passer and the receiver. In this case, a slant route.
So the football will be at the 25-yard line as this offense gets set to take over. From the gun, it's Wentz. Oh, so close to an interception. Read that beautifully. Got his hands on it, couldn't get it. And it's second down.
The name of the game is always on defense. Put pressure on the quarterback. And that's exactly what they've done today. It looks like they've got him a little bit rattled. That would have been the second interception in the first half.
Another throw on second down, and this one incomplete as well.
Feels like they're getting caught in between here because they didn't completions on first and second down. Now you got to worry a little bit about the clock because you prefer not to give them another shot here in the first half. But if you don't pick up the first down, guess what? You're likely going to have to.
Shrugs him off. And still fighting. And he gets this one just shy of the 40, down at the 39. A good gain of 14 there, and it moves the chains. Now the Eagles will use the second of their timeouts as they'll stop it with a tick under a minute to go before half. So from the 39 now, they'll come up on a first and 10. Now a play fake here on first down. Jeffrey with a catch left side. And he'll have it past midfield almost to the 40 before being taken down. Chewing up big yardage. Another nice gain there. This one goes for 20. Alshon Jeffrey, so dangerous even when a defender's near him.
He's got such a big body. Ability to run, positions himself well, excellent control. And you're exactly right. Even if people are draped on him, he often comes up with the catch. He really symbolizes what people are looking for in receivers in today's NFL.
That's a staple of this offense. Drag route to the tight end.
Yeah, he's unable to use his size to break off much more yardage after the catch, but still an effective gain nonetheless.
Throwing now is Wentz. It's over the middle. And he's able to get it down to the 25-yard line. An Eagle first down there. Wentz to Ertz, and the names that end in TZ. We have hit halftime. Still two more quarters to go. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back after this. You're watching the NFL, and it's on EA Sports. It's in the game.
Okay, Brandon, thanks very much. Welcome in, everyone, to our EA Sports Halftime Report. Let's get you caught up on what's going on around the NFL. From
okay.
There, we head down to Tennessee to check on the Titans at home in Nashville. And they were winners in their ball game as they were able to handle the visiting New York Jets. 31-7, the final score.
Oh, shit.
Finally, we'll save the biggest for last as we head to AT&T Stadium to see what's happening with the Cowboys at home in Arlington. And they were winners in that ball game over the visiting New Orleans Saints. Dak Prescott leading the way in the victory with 3 touchdown passes. In our game, it's been their new quarterback this year, Alex Smith, with a strong first half. He's thrown for over 200 yards already, and his guys have the lead as well. As we get you back to Brandon Godden.
Yeah, hopefully that'll change.
All right, Coach, thank you, and we welcome everyone back for quarter number 3. Both teams appear ready for the fight ahead, and we resume action here in quarter number 3. This is taken at his 4. And a nice job there as he gets this one up just shy of the 35-yard line at the 34. Out come the Eagles now as they'll go on offense first here in the third quarter. They're down in this game. A chance for the offense, though, to put something on the board, get some momentum here in half 2.
try and get things kick-started for them. And you know at the half, they discussed how they were going to get that done. This is where scripting comes into play a lot of the time.
How many plays do you script coming out of the second?
Most of the time in the first half, you're scripting 12 to 16. I think in the second half, you're really scripting more like 8 to 10, kind of a starter or an opener, whatever terminology they use, just something to get you off to a quick start.
Throwing on first is Wentz. And he'll hit Jeffrey complete. And past the 35, he'll be dropped a yard or two shy of the 30. They call it a gain of 19, and it moves the chains. Back-to-back good plays have him on the move on first down.
Here we go.
On first down, Wentz. Throw right side taken in by Wallace. Give him 9 there on the first down completion. That last catch short of the marker by just a yard leaves him with a very manageable 2nd and 1.
Hey, Ram. What's that?
And what in the world? Not sure if he just heard a whistle there or what, but for some reason he spiked the football. This offense in desperate need of a conversion as they come up on 3rd down. They run with Ajayi. It goes for a gain of 10, and it's a 1st down. So after the run by Jay Ajayi, here's 1st and 10. And now before this 1st down play, we're going to get a timeout here. It's just their first, so 2 remaining as they burn one here in this 3rd quarter.
It's the only thing you can do. I can either timeout or spike the ball.
Of about 4 down inside the 10 to the 8-yard line.
When you find that kind of yardage, you couldn't be more confident as a ball carrier. And guess what? You're going to go back and tell your offensive coordinator, I'd like to keep carrying it, thank you.
Now Wentz throwing on 2nd down. His pass caught at the 4. And he'll be brought down here at the 3-yard line. That catch good for 5. It's 3rd down.
Come on, not again.
And now he spiked it on 3rd down. I don't know if he heard a whistle.
God
there was
fucking
no
damn
whistle.
It.
He just got up and spiked it. And for the 2nd time tonight, his field goal unit comes out here. From the right hash here, should be an easy one. And a kick by Elliott is good. And that'll make this an 8-point game. A good drive gets him inside the 5, but they could not punch it in.
And credit the defense, too. Make sure that...
Fucking defense. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking... Something wrong with... I'm gonna fucking ask about that. It's fucking annoying.
Spots. Recognizing result not simulation. New moment detected. Spots.
Now following the interception, this offense will get another shot at it as they'll quickly head back onto the field. Here's the Philadelphia offensive unit now as they head out to take over possession. To throw, it's Wentz. And he was able to shed the tackle, but the reserves come in for the stop. Give him a couple on the catch. It's 2nd and 8. And before this 2nd down play, we'll get a whistle, a signal, and a timeout. And that's going to leave him with just 1 timeout remaining still in the 3rd quarter. We'll see if that comes back to haunt him. We'll be back.
Come on now. Let's go.
Shotgun now for Wentz. And he finds his tight end. It's Ertz. And he'll be out of bounds across the 30-yard line. That'll give him 60 yards receiving now as he's got a first down.
And the tight end is certainly a position built to move the chains because they can control space underneath. If they've got good hands, then, of course, they're a dynamic target. But one other thing is they're right in the sight lines of a quarterback on just about every play. And that makes it easier for the quarterback to pick him out and deliver.
And the play goes for 19 yards, gives him a new set of downs. Sure what just happened there, other than we do know that he spiked the football on first down. Now Wentz again. Jeffrey reels it in over the middle. And they're able to work this to the 25 before it's all said and done. 23 yards on the play. Well, there's your leading receiver in the NFL in terms of yardage, putting on another clinic, well over 100 yards.
Are we taking notes? We should be, right? Because I'm going to go back and watch this tape and really enjoy what I'm seeing. The route running, competing for the football, just breaking down a defense.
Firing quickly here, and that's complete. And he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Philadelphia. Dallas Goedert, his fourth touchdown on the year. And the Eagles move back within a couple of the lead. Boy, it's nice to have that big, reliable target you can go to.
Each and every time. A lot of people see that position as a fallback. Throw it to them when all else fails.
Starts. Recognizing result after simulation was I spent full 26. Starts. Recognizing result for my terrorist new moment later. Starts.
Both offenses have been clicking in this one. A lot of points on the board. We'll see if that trend continues. Wentz now on first down. And he's got his favorite target yet again. It's complete. That throw good for four. It's second down. 4 yards on that last completion, so that sets up second and six. And what in the world? Not sure if he just heard a whistle there or what, but for some reason he spiked the football. Now Wentz on third down. And he connects with Ertz. And they'll get him down as he's inside the 40. He's up now to 80 yards receiving in the ballgame. And he's got a first down. And passing yardage-wise, now up over 350 in this game. Pretty nice performance.
Definitely that, which usually means you're putting a lot of pressure on guys trying to cover. If you're a defensive back and they put over 350 yards on you, you've had a long day. The key to everything, if you're doing it without throwing interceptions or turning the ball over.
7 yards, the pickup on the pitch and catch.
Let's just break this down and make it pretty simple. Key to the drag route, letting the play develop, finding the hole in the defense, and giving your athlete, yes, athlete, a chance to make something happen once he has the ball in his hands.
And that play went nowhere. Losing yardage, it'll be back at the 36.
That wasn't exactly a thing of beauty. I know they completed the pass, but look at the yardage lost. I mean, who does that make happy?
That's why I don't play in PPR points per reception fantasy leagues right there.
You'd be really
You don't deserve
upset,
anything
right?
for that.
But you get credit for it? Is yeah. that how that works? Well, I know whoever has this team's defense, they were happy about that play.
Now a third down throw, but it misses the target, incomplete.
The beauty of being able to play a zone defense when you can sit back and see the ball coming out of the quarterback's hands, guess what? Creates a lot of confusion, kind of a muddle in the middle of the field where you can go make a play on the football.
So the football will be at the 25-yard line as this offense gets set to take over. Now Philadelphia ready to get going on offense again. They go play action here on first down. Got a man and he hits him in stride. And he'll be taken down, but not before they work it across midfield. In Washington territory now. Here's first and 10 at the 46. Working from the gun, Wentz. Oh, there's that man again. It's complete. And he is tackled inside the 40, not quite to the 35. Give him 10 yards on that one, and that'll earn him a fresh set of downs. Play action. Now Wentz. Hurts has it left side. It's another 10 yards on that one, and another first down.
So much goes into a successful play, doesn't it? How about that play action there, freezing the defense just enough to bring the tight end free downfield for the completion.
Here's Ajayi. And he'll be brought down at the 21, just shy of the 20 in the red zone. They get five out of that one, and it moves the chains. And now we won't see a play on first down. We're going to get a timeout instead. So that will leave them with no timeouts left. Still plenty of time on the clock. We'll see how that affects things here in this fourth quarter. The 13-yard line. A good pickup there. 8 yards on the first down completion. And now they come up and spike it to stop the clock. The Eagles on third down. They've hit 4 of 7. Here it's 3rd and 2. Now Wentz. And almost picked off. I guess the good news for them now, it's 4th down.
Perhaps they overthought this one a little bit. They've been running it real well on this drive, and it was 3rd and short, okay? They decided to throw the football incomplete. Yeah, they might have thought just a little bit too hard about that play selection.
And Elliott puts this one through, and that'll move them back within 6 now. All right, so they needed 2 scores to get back in the game. The field goal there, maybe not exactly what they wanted, but the necessary first step.
There's still time.
So now this offense will take over, and they will have the football at their own 20-yard line. The Eagles offense back out onto the field. And last time they got 3 points, but it was a chip shot field goal. And when you go to the sideline after a chip shot field goal, maybe the offense not too happy.
It's a balancing act, isn't it? Because you're exactly right. They're none too pleased that they didn't punch it in for 6 points. But they also have to remember they did put points on the board.
3 points is 3 points.
And in this league, you take points when you can get them. Not easily done.
Now a play fake. Wentz. Open man left side is Wallace complete. And he'll be taken down, but not before they work it across midfield. And a nice It's gain of 21 yards.
As long as you go through your proper reads and progressions, the drag route can be one of those old reliable plays because usually it's good for a good chunk of yardage, as we just saw there.
And those guys like it, right? They can get the ball with a full head of steam.
Especially against man coverage, because man coverage, particularly running away from someone and not worried about traffic coming out on the other end.
And they're going to be set up down around the 15-yard line. That goes for a gain of 31. Time for a break. We'll come back for the electrifying conclusion after this. So it's Eagle football here as we get you reset. And let's see what they've come up with offensively after having time to talk it over. Now on first down. And it's caught. Another nice gain, 13 yards that time, and another first down. First down now, but that clock rolling.
Five, seven.
And no timeouts at their disposal here, so he gets up and spikes it to stop the clock. Second and goal, and they will try again from the 2-yard line. They go option right on second and goal. And help, and he will take this one in for an Eagle touchdown. Carson Wentz.
Oh, sweet Carson.
Keeper. And the Eagles, if they hit the PAT, they will be in the lead. Now they can boot it through on the always important extra point, and then their defense has to hold up their end of the bargain.
And there's something that you've pointed out in numerous games that we've worked.
Well, Charles, an absolutely thrilling finish there at the end, down to the final play. Got it close to the goal line, but couldn't punch it in.
How much fun was that ending, though, for us?
We were standing up.
I had to. You had to get out of your seat for that one. That close to the goal line? Oh, that was fun.
So for the Eagles, the streak continues as they push their mark to a perfect 12-0 now on the year. And they'll hit the road next week to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Meanwhile, for Washington, they fall to 6-6 now on the campaign. And they will be at home next week to take on the New York Giants. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Alongside Charles Davis, we thank our entire crew. I'm Brandon Gauden. This is the NFL on EA Sports.
Huh? How was that? And, well, guys, that was Week 12 and Week 13 of the respective Eagles franchise. Hope everybody enjoyed it, and I will see you all next time.
Which Google Chrome rollout? Ops 21.1. Ops 0. Not checked. Stop record. Stop streaming. Checked. Not checked. Stop in stream. Stop recording. Checked. Start streaming. Not checked. Stop recording.